Well, he's not a prophet. He's a great master, though, of what is and what can be observed now. It's Friday morning. That means it's time for Backyard Almanac with Larry Weber, an educator, author, and naturalist. And he joins us for Backyard Almanac. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. How you been doing?
Very well, thanks. It's a little humid for me, but I suppose animals might like that more than I.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's to be expected this time of year. A fact of physics is that when the temperature goes up, it can hold more moisture. So it's to be expected. We had an interesting week. We had one day on the 17th where the high temperature of the day was 84 degrees, according to the Weather Service. The highest temperature for the whole month so far has been 86 degrees, and that was back on the 6th. Well, this was back on the 5th. This was 84 degrees, but what's interesting is that in the early morning, the temperature was 48, which is the coolest temperature for the whole month. So an interesting combination there that shows a little bit less humidity when that happens. But nevertheless, we have had so far a little below normal temperature for July and about normal in precipitation. We also had an interesting day of this week when the rains came. They came at my house. They came on Monday night where we got thunder showers and 3/4 inch of rain, and then things calmed down for the night. And then the next morning, about mid-morning, we had another passing set of thunder showers and another 3/4 inch of rain. So putting those together, we're having a beautiful July. And the wildflowers have been just growing terrifically. I always look for the midsummer flowers, being things like milkweed. They are just great right now in full bloom. Fireweed, the same thing. Evening primrose, the same thing. Joe pie weed in the swampy areas. All of those are native plants. Now, we hear a lot about plants along the roadsides and so forth that are weeds that are not native, but all of those are native. Then we have a number of other ones that grow along the side of the road. Now, it's an interesting thing. This week, I took a trip over to Ashland, and it's not really that far away. And yet, along the side of the road, there is a plant that grows there that a lot of people think grows in the Duluth area, but it's really not very common here, and that's Queen Anne's lace. And I found that in bloom there. Now, there are a lot of other flowers that look something like Queen Anne's lace, including the very big, tall cow parsnip and the one that grows in the swampy areas, the water hemlock. But Queen Anne's lace itself is not very common in the Duluth area, but I sure saw plenty of it over there. Also of note is that we're getting some of the late wildflowers. The late summer wildflowers are starting to bloom now. I've seen a couple of kinds of goldenrods that are in bloom. I've seen a few kinds of sunflowers that are in bloom. And then this morning on my walk, I saw the first aster of the season in bloom. Other things of note, the woods is shady right now. Thanks to the moisture, we're getting a growth of mushrooms. During my walk this morning, I found several kinds of mushrooms. But there is a kind of flower that blooms in the woods at this time. Now, it is able to do so because it doesn't have chlorophyll, and it doesn't make any food from the sunlight, so therefore it can grow quite well in the shade. The flower is called Indian pipe, and it's called that because of the shape of the flower. It is a single flower on the end of a single stem. Plant, stem, leaves, flower, everything is white because it doesn't have chlorophyll. Then there is a cousin of that. That plant is quite common. Then there is a cousin of it that does branch a bit called pine sap. And that one isn't as common, but I've seen both of them in the woods here recently. Also of note, this is interesting because it's such a late bloomer. The tree flowers were starting to show already in April, and then they continued into May, and we might remember the blossoms of plum and Juneberry and things like apples and lilac and all that stuff blooming in May. Well, there's one that waits until now to bloom, and it's a very big tree, a very well-known tree, common in the Duluth area, and that's basswood. And during my walk this morning, I came across a basswood tree. I passed by a basswood tree that was in full bloom. The flowers are kind of small, but they hang in clusters, and you put them all together, and the whole tree really takes on the color. The tree also takes on quite an odor from these flowers, and the trees just buzz with activities of bees, so the bees are very attracted to these. So, yeah, this is basswood time. It's also an interesting time in the world of berries. Yeah, we are winding down the strawberries. There's still some out there, but they're winding down. However, I picked a good number of raspberries yesterday and some blueberries this morning. And a couple earlier this week, I found and ate some Juneberries. So those berries are taking place. Also, the spring wildflowers that bloomed back in May, they are putting forth berries right now that are getting ripe. And I found this morning both baneberry and bluebead lily that were ripe. In the world of birds, we have a really strange situation that exists in late July, and that is this. Most songbirds by this time have raised their family. They are now fledglings. They've left the nest. They still travel around often with their parents in family units, and we might hear chipping sounds coming from the trees with this group, but they don't do much bird singing anymore. That's going on. There's also some early migrants. I find it with tree swallows, and I find it with sandpipers, that they line up along the shores or along the utility wires. They line up already starting to form groups that they're going to be migrating. And then, if that's not enough, we have the opposite going on. We have the little black and yellow birds, the goldfinches, that are just beginning their nesting season. They wait in their nesting season to get the down, the seeds from thistle. And since thistle is still in bloom, they have to wait until it forms the seeds before they do their nesting. And, yeah, they're very late nesters. So an interesting combination going on right now. Other things of note, during my biking this week, I came across a little bit of a distance, but I came across a mama bear with two cubs. Now, I was downwind from her, and she probably never even knew I was there. But nevertheless, it's an interesting sighting. I also saw a couple of does with their fawns. The young coyotes have been whooping it up with their family, so we see the mammal families are showing up as well. Also, the frogs and toads that were calling earlier this spring, they have gone through a metamorphosis in the last 2 months or so, and now the baby toads and the baby frogs are starting to show up. And if that's not enough, I came across this week when I was in Ashland, I came across an emergence of mayflies. Mayflies are fascinating insects. They live almost all of the year underwater as the eggs hatch to become immatures. And then on one day, they all emerge at the same time. Now, to be successful breeding, they all have to emerge. And this is hundreds, thousands, or even millions of them that might emerge at one time. And I happened to be at the place there where they were emerging. It was certainly not that big a number, but definitely in the hundreds. And it was an interesting thing to see. They don't live a very long life. They don't even have a mouth to feed. They are essentially just a breeding adult, and that is it. And I happen to be there to be able to see the live, the adults, living adults, before they die. They die a very quick life, too. So, yeah, we are moving along in the season. Sunsets now are before 9 o'clock. And, yes, we're moving towards the end of July. Let's get out and enjoy it. So, take care.
Thank you, Larry. Take care of yourself. 8:29 is the time. Backyard Almanac with Larry Weber, educator, author, and naturalist, joining us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.